Staying with politics, but back here, the National Party caucus will assemble tomorrow to discuss how to be an effective opposition and plot its path to regain control of the front benches in 2023. The leader of the National Party is Judith Collins and is with us now. Kia ora.
Oh, good morning, Susie.
How is the review going into what happened at the election?
Well, the review is a matter for the board, and they are putting that all together in terms of the terms of reference, and also the reviewers, and that will be something that will be discussed with caucus. But once there's an announcement to be made, the party president will do that.
I guess there must have been informal conversation already amongst yourselves and amongst the board. Do you think you're achieving the right level of introspection on this?
Well, it's important that we do look into everything that's gone on. And I think, too, is that what went right and what went wrong, and clearly more went wrong than went right. But I think it's important to look just not only at the campaign itself, but also the last 3 years since the last time we had an election. I think that's really important. And that's something that the review will be doing.
What, from your perspective, did go right?
Oh, well, for a start, I think that we had, and I'm just going to give you one because this is obviously for the review, our volunteers came out and they supported us and they did everything they were asked to do. So I think that's a really good right thing. But everything else I'm going to leave for the review, Susie.
Okay. Do you think you struck the right tone during campaigning in terms of how tough you were?
I think it's important to leave this for the review, Susie, because it is important that we have a full review rather than just bits and pieces lopped off and discussed now. This is a National Party review, not something that we're going to be doing in the media.
True, but I guess the dust has settled a bit now. From your perspective, are there things that you regret? Are there things you wish you'd done differently?
Well, that's for the review, Susie. I'm not going to...
Well, I'm not asking about it from the review's perspective. I'm asking from your perspective as an individual.
Well, that will be for the review. It's not something I'm going to be talking about today with you, Susie.
As for special votes, are there yet MPs that you may lose from your caucus or indeed gain? What are you thinking?
Well, these things always happen, and that's one of the really tough things in politics, is that even on the night, we don't always quite know exactly how the MPs we're going to have. That's happened in every election, that there have been changes. Certainly every election I've been involved with, there's been changes after the special votes come in. So there are a lot of people, I think, certainly a few people anyway in Parliament who are today wondering whether or not they'll have a job once those special votes come through.
Yes, certainly Maureen Pugh is one of those. I think she's last on the list. What would it be like for the caucus to lose her?
Well, Maureen is a great contributor, and she's someone who has been used to the comings and goings into Parliament depending on what happens with the special votes. It's happened to her, I think, on three occasions so far. She's a very resilient and strong person, but, we would hate to lose Maureen.
A couple of other people, I suppose, very high profile, who are not counting their chickens. Shane Retty in Whangarei. Is he going to get back, do you think, on the electorate?
Well, I don't know. And so that's always up to the voters.
162 votes. It's pretty tight there, isn't it?
Well, you just never know what's going to happen. And I think that Shane, no doubt, is very aware of that. And he's also someone who will be back in terms of he's very highly placed on the list, I think, at number 5.
So there could yet be some sort of jostling or joggling around, I suppose, because of what's happening with the list and the special votes. Has anyone signalled that they may not come back? Gerry Brownlee, Nick Smith, for example.
No, in fact, nobody has signalled that, and those would be discussions that they would have with me and obviously with their families first and discuss it themselves. But I've had no indication of that. They're both very valued and valuable members of our team, so any decision on that would be entirely up to them.
But are they at the stage, what, are they considering their future or have they made a decision?
Well, I don't think that they're considering anything. I think they're very happy to be part of our team, and we're very happy to have them.
Thank you very much for your time, National Party leader Judith Collins.